Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Menachos Daf Mem. We begin right on top, Tanur Rabbanon, back to the Tzitzis, which we learned yesterday, allows even for kilayim. You can mix wool and linen in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Today we're going to learn that it's not universally agreed upon. Actually, it's a machlekes. Tanur Rabbanon, here comes a brisa. Sadin. Now, Rashi explained that the word sadin, although literally it means a sheet, but in the context of our discussion, the word sadin means pishtan, a linen garment. Perhaps, typically, the sheets were made of linen. So it's pishtan, it's linen, it's flax, which would be a problem. If mixed with wool, it would be kilai. A fellow has a sadin, a four-cornered linen garment, bit tzitzis, with respect to tzitzis, meaning, is it obligated in tzitzis, which inevitably will generate a mix between the wool strings, because certainly the tcheles portion, the blue portion, has to be wool. Tcheles means blue wool. And the linen garment. Is that allowed? Is that required? Is that obligated? Sadim tzitzis. Bev machlikas. Be shamay poitrin. They say it's exempt from tzitzis. And as Rashi learns, tzitzis has a different shot, but Rashi learns that actually be shamay reject this whole concept of doing kilayim and tzitzis. They don't hold of that drasha that we had yesterday, the smuchin, the fact that Torah cites refers to tzitzis not right next to the pasuk of kilayim, which we learned is an indication of allowance of kilayim and tzitzis. B'shamay disagree, and they hold that both ways, actually. You can't have wool strings on a linen garment and vice versa. B'shamay poitrin, Rashi points out that although they should be saying Eisrin, you're not allowed to, right? Because you're not allowed to have this combination, according to Beis Shammai. But the main point here is that the starting point is that it's exempt, and once it's exempt, and certainly there is no permissibility to have that kilayim, right? So the starting point is there's no mitzvah because it's going to be kilayim, and of course, if there's no mitzvah, then it's isur kilayim. Okay, in any case, according to Beis Shammai, you do not mix materials, wool with linen, linen with wool, to generate tzitzis. Beis Shammai poitrin. Beis Hillel mechayven, we still disagree, as we learned yesterday, and that's the halacha of Lachad Beis Hillel, that we actually have the smichos of the psukim to teach us that you can combine the two varieties, wool and linen, to generate your tzitzis. Amar Belezer, Rab Tzadik, he's addressing the Tanakhama, who concluded like Beis Hillel. He says, what do you mean? Don't you know that in Yerushalayim it was not practiced? Nobody would walk around wearing these V'alo kalamato tcheles b'Yerushalayim. If anybody would be seen wearing tcheles, you know, wool strings on a linen garment, walking in the streets of Yerushalayim, eino yela min ha-matmin, that would arouse wonder, something of an anomaly. It was not the accepted practice. Wouldn't that indicate to us that we follow Beis Shammai's approach rather than Beis Hillel? We can't allow kilayim. I'm a Rebbe. No, says Rebbe, of course we paskin like Beis Hillel. It's allowed. I'll tell you why. In Yerushalayim, they happened not to do it. It was not practiced because of different reasons. And Cain Loma Asro, so why did they disallow this practice? Because people are not knowledgeable. People aren't well-versed. They'll see, oh, he's wearing kilayim, not realizing that it's, you know, a special allowance, special exception by tzitzis, and it's going to lead to people to disregard the concept of kilayim, of shatness in general. Amalei Rava, Barav Chanel Rava. That's the issue. The issue is an educational concern. So let's educate them. Let 10 people wear these tzitzis and walk the streets and publicize it. So now people realize it's because of the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'nafkal shuku, go out in the street, the maparasil muslim, that will publicize the matter. Well, koshkin dematamol ilion, if anything, will have the opposite effect. They'll start wondering even more. People will say, wow, look at these rabbis walking the streets with kalayim, ah, the matamolon. Okay, so then explain it. Let the Rav get up, you know, Shabbos Shuvah, and give a drasha about it. But let the Shuvah Pirka. The answer is, you're right. It isn't necessarily an educational issue here. Problem is, gzerim shem kala ilan. You know, even if you're allowed to, that's only because it's an actual fulfillment of the mitzvah. Suppose you'll mix the strings in a manner which is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. You know, tchelus is a very precious commodity. Very scarce, very hard to find, very valuable. So, unfortunately, there were forgers who used to make fake tchelus, kala ilan, some sort of paint, which looks very similar to tchelus. And if your strings are really not tchelus, they're fake, they're kala ilan, then you're in trouble because you weren't kalayim in a non-mitzvah context. So that's why this allowed this whole, well, v'lo yehi el lavan. Okay, what's the worst case scenario? Your blue strings aren't really blue? Okay, it's not worse than white. Suppose you have all white. We learned yesterday, according to the Chachamim, it still counts as tzitzis, so okay. It's wool on linen, but it's still mitzvah tzitzis, it's okay. No, says the Gemara, in this case where it turns out you're not really having the wool there, the blue there. So when you need blue, when you have blue, so it's inevitable you have to have wool on your linen, so tzitzis, kalayim is allowed. But in this case, because you're not wearing real blue anyway, so then you have no right to wear wool. And if you do, you're doing kalayim. Says the Mor, kibun de'efshar b'mina, since in this case you can wear the same type of your strings as your garment is, linen on linen, then no, you're not allowed to have wool. And this is, makes reference to the Gemara we learned yesterday, where it seems to say that you can always mix without any concerns. He says that's only because you actually have the wool blue there. So once you have blue wool, so you can have the white wool. But in this case, you're not having blue wool. It's not blue, it's fake. Because they're sluggish, right? Given the efshar b'mina, like they're sluggish, they're sluggish. You have to accommodate as much as you could. And you could accommodate kalayim and sort of avoid kalayim for the same money, you have to do so. Whenever you encounter a conflict between a do and a don't do, and a positive and a negative, which way should I go? One pasuk says do, one pasuk seems to say the other. Look, if you have a way to accommodate both in some fashion, mutav, you should do so. If you can, fine. So then yavai asay, v'yitches, let's say the asay, overrides the asay. We learned many times because, right, the Rabban Chumash says, and asay is an expression of love to Hashem. It's a positive force that overrides the lois asay. Okay. That's when you're doing mitzvah tzitzis. That's when you have the blue wool and you can't do otherwise. But in this case, you have no right to wear kalayim. Believe the cool. Okay, so make an inspection. There was a way to actually a lab test to more later says how to do it to determine if it's genuine tchelus. Okay, so let them send out mashgichim and make sure that it's fine. Elgzeirim shum ti'ima. We establish an inspection regimen, and actually it can backfire because the wool that they test, right, that used as the sample, as a test, can get mixed back into the ball of wool, and that's a problem because the wool that you tested for the sake of testing is not done for the sake of tchelus. It's lacking in the intent and in the lishma, and then if it gets mixed back into the bunch, it disqualifies everything, so you're making it worse. Says the more, okay, v'lichtva diski. So people are not knowledgeable, they'll mix things back up, send out messages, send out letters with exact instructions, how to do the inspection, how to keep the sample separate. Adiski, Lekim, Elis, we're going to rely on letters. Who listens to letters? Amar Rav, what do you mean? Everybody listens to letters. Hashta chametz v'pesach. You have a kippurim, the kares, amchina, and adiski. The Bezin does it all the time. They send out messages, send out emails regarding the scheduling, regarding the calendar arrangement, when Rosh Chodesh falls, regarding when to eat chametz and avoid, chametz on Pesach, when to fast Yom Kippur. And we rely on these messages. People, certainly heed to our instructions. Hachad asay ba'am al kolshkin? Certainly when it comes to merely mitzvah tzitzis, which is an asay, not as severe as Kores of Yom Kippur and al kolshkin, of course we should rely on messages. So what's the problem? Elam ha-Rav, let me explain to you, says Rav, why we do not wear the tcheles on the sadin. Hamil sa'amri, I propose the following explanation, and actually it concurred with Rabbi Zeira. V'it ma'rava, you know, his role was also presented, Mishum in the name of the Rabbi Zeira, Kavasi, exactly as I said. The concern is as follows. Okay, so it's a linen garment. It might develop a tear towards the end. Okay? Sends it to the tailor, mends it up. And actually, he might end up leaving some loose, thread, linen threads hanging. Well, sometimes, you know, that's what happens. And when he, and I'll get the garment back, put the tzitz, he might just skimp on those strings. Says, okay, we already have a couple of strings hanging, and I'll just add the wool, the blue. But those strings that remain from the mending are not kosher for tzitzis because they were placed on the beged without the intent, not l'shem tzitzis. So they can't be used for tzitzis. You have to actually install them for the sake of tzitzis. Torah says, "Dilam tasalacha." Put them on, apply them as tzitzis. Here they were applied as plain mundane strings. So now I want to sort of activate them after the fact, after they're hanging on a bag. Too late. It's called tasa v'loyman also. You have to do it for the sake of tzitzis v'loyman also, as opposed to something which is already there from before. Now you're simply pressing the button, activating it for the sake of tzitzis. So that's the problem. We're not done. The real problem is that if the tzitzis is not valid, so the blue wool strings that I added and hung up on the sad and on the linen garment now constitutes a kelayim arrangement in a non-mitzvah setting. That's the issue. Okay? So that was a concern. Shami yikor sadina, b'toch kibu. The sad and the garment might develop a tear very close to the edge, within 3 finger widths of the edge, which is where you put your tzitzis. It's vereno, you'll tie it, but you'll sew it back up and leave some strings behind and use that for the tzitzis. And it's not valid. The Torah says you can't do that. Tas, you meant to hang up attach your strings as active tzitzis, v'lemin also, as opposed to something which happens after the fact. That's why we don't wear the tcheles on a sadan, because it might end up presenting a kelayim concern in a non-mitzvah fulfillment type of setting. And again, this is only concern by a linen garment, because really you can ask, what about a wool garment? Might end up with the same type of situation in the reverse. It seems from the Gemara that the main concern was by the linen garment, which inevitably, if done properly with the tchelis, is going to have kelayim. So it's not going to be a mitzvah, it's going to be kelayim, so we're concerned about that. And the same with the next concern coming up in a minute. It's not a mitzvah fulfillment, it's going to be kelayim, but by a wool garment, where it's not inevitable that you have kelayim, you can have a wool garment with wool strings, which is not kelayim. So apparently over there was no gzeira, because it wasn't so prevalent to have. Okay, in any case, Shara Rabbi Zeira Sadine. So Rabbi had said that this was my suggestion, but Rabbi Zeira concurred. How do we know that he concurred? Because Rabbi Zeira also came to this realization, right? And he undid his garment. He removed his tzitzis from his linen garment because of this concern. So clearly, Rabbi Zeira concurred with Rabbi's concern. Okay. And Rashi explains he took it because he removed it because of his concern that it might tear or it might. Rav Zeira Amar, here comes another explanation from Rav Zera. Tesis points out that obviously Rav Zera is a different person than Rabbi Zera. You know why? No tchilas on the linen garment? Again, the concern is because it might end up being used in a non-mitzvah setting. Zera is a concern. Namim shum ksus laila. He might use this garment at night when there's no mitzvah of tzitzis, and then it's kelaim in a non-mitzvah setting. Now the big machlokes we're showing him, Rashi learns, it's about when you wear it. If you wear the beged at night, it's potter, even though this happens to be a daytime, primarily for daytime use. Other Rishonim learn that it's about the categorization of the beged itself. If it's a daytime beged, then it's chayv, even if you have to wear it at night. If it's nighttime pajamas, then it's potter, even if you happen to wear it by day. Machlokes Rishonim, how to go about this. Okay, so in a nutshell, we started with a machlekes, whether kalayim and tzitzis is mutter at all, b'shamim b'sila, pasang b'sila, that it is mutter. So why did they avoid kalayim on the sudden for concern that it might be used in a non-mitzvah setting? It wasn't done l'shein l'shma, tasavu m'na'aso, yu'uksus lay. V'amar Rava, here comes another halacha. From Rava Hamo, so the following halacha, Amri, I had presented. V'itma ma'rava, k'shmeda Rav Zera, k'rasina, and as Yisrael, it was taught in the name of Zera. Likewise, he shall beg it become fair shall oir chayevis. We have a garment which is primarily the body of the garment is beged, is proper material. For example, wool, but the corners are a leather. Leather is not considered a garment. It's not chayev and tzitzis. Doesn't have a shame beged. Do we focus on the body of the beged then it's chayev, or do we look at the corners where the tzitzis are going to be located? Chayevis, it's chayev and tzitzis because it's about the primary beged. In the reverse as well, he shall oir konfesh shall beged p'tur. If the actual beged is made of leather jacket, and the corners happen to be material, it's potter. My time, you know what? Ikar beged bina. We need to look at the actual beged itself, not at the corners. Rav Achai, azal was a konef. He disagreed with Achai. He says we look at where the tzitzis is located on the corners, and that's what it depends on. Okay, further on the topic of taas of levin asur. Again, the concept being that you have to actually apply the tzitzis strings. For the sake of mitzvah, and as you're applying it, it's being activated as a mitzvah. You can't have strings there from before and activate it after the fact, retroactively. You can't do that. Amar Rava Amar Vzchir Amar Afun Hitel Abala Shalosh. Currently, he has a three-cornered garment, not five and tzitzis. And he put the tzitzis, he attached his tzitzis to the three corners in the meantime, and pending the fourth corner, the fourth set of tzitzis as well. But in the meantime, the three sets of strings have no validity. They're not active tzitzis because the beggar doesn't even need tzitzis. Vishlim l'arba, and then he finished it. He completed, added a fourth when he made the fourth corner, psula. All those tzitzis are puzzle. Mishum tas of levin asa, because they're happening after the fact. The first three were placed on a beged which had been exempt at the time. So the act of placement was invalid. Meisvei comes a kasha. Chasidim urishen, the Brisa relates that the earlier righteous people would hurry into the mitzvah, kivin sha'urgubo gimel, once they manufactured even three finger widths of that material, leading into their beged, they just started making it. They're already putting on tzitzis. How could they? It's not yet obligated. It's tasav alim na'asi. Emo, we have to modify the story. Kibun shepatzer bo gimel. We're speaking that they're ready at the end of the beged. Almost done. They're within striking range, within three etzbois of the end of the beged, which is where you can start putting your tzitzis. And they already put the tzitzis in, even though they hadn't really fully completed, because it's close enough to the end. It's not really missing a shiur beged anymore. It's already at the end. That's where it's going to be. So they put the tzitzis right there, and then they finish the last couple of inches at the end. Kivin shepatzer bo gimel imatin lo tchilas. And in this case, there's no issue of exemption. There's no tasav lemin asui. because once they're so close to the end, within 3 etzbois, Rashi says, that location is already ro'oy letzitzis, kisha tegama, when it's going to be completed. So you're already there. Oysan, shtei kranis, nami ro'oy letzitzis, shek, Kishati Gomer, because when you complete it, Nimtz Tzitzis Lagimel, the Tzitzis that you're putting right there now will end up being within 3 etzbois to the end. Okay? So, according to this shot, in the Brayis, there's no issue of Tafsilam and Elsi. So if there was a large section remaining, they're a foot away from the end. It's not really the final location. You can't put tzitzis there. Nor can you put the tzitzis anywhere. It's not done. But if you're close enough to the end, less than 3 etzbois to the end, which is less than a shir beged, it is deemed as though you've already completed your beged. And it's kasha for tzitzis. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amrin and Taslam and Asui, is this really a concern? Taslam and Asui, you have a placement before the fact, and is that a problem? Vom Rabzera teaches us, Hitilumutelas. Okay, so this fellow's tzitzis is yellowing, right? You can use a little upgrade. So he decided to replace them with new strings. But he doesn't want to sit without tzitzis even for a second. So what does he do? He takes his four-cornered garment, which already has 4 sets of strings, and he adds another 4 sets, intending on removing the original ones when he's done, right? Hitel, he adds limutelas to a garment where there are already tzitzis present. Kshera, it's okay. Okay, so he's going to remove the first ones and the second ones are fine. Why are they fine? When he added the second set, were they valid? No, they're a fifth wheel. They're not tzitzis. We don't need them, right? So his act, his masa, his asiyah, his placing, his installing of those strings are not really going to activate those strings. He's not doing a tas, he's not making tzitzis at the moment. When do those new sparkling white tzitzis become valid and active? When he removes, when he cuts off the old ones. So the act of removing the old ones is what's going to, by default, activate the new ones. That's after the fact. That's retroactive. That's believe it or not, it's coming through the back door. So you're lacking in tasa. The act of applying them, they didn't really do the trick. It's only the removal of the old ones. What happened to tasa luminosity? Rabbah, let me explain to you, says Rabbah. You're assuming that when he adds the new ones, he's doing any masa, and since that masa wasn't really what's going to activate them, then you're lacking in the tasa. No. Hashta bal tosef koi. The fact is that when he adds this, the new set, he's violating bal tosef. He's expanding on a mitzvah. Torah says 4 sets of strings, you're doing 8. Masa lihavi, so the act of applying those introducing those new tzitzis is not considered a masa because it's a violation, it's a transgression. We disregard it. So there was never a masa done at this point. He didn't do anything. Oh, it's only when he's going to cut off the old ones. Now it's a masa. Now he's validating and activating the tzitzis. That's fine because if while I'm cutting off the old ones, I am right now, it's as though I'm right now installing new ones, and it's happening simultaneously with their activation, then it's fine. It's not happening after the fact, it's happening directly. But removing the old ones, I am right now directly activating the new ones and making them tzitzis. That's tasa. Maskel Rav Papa. You're assuming, Rava, that it was a Baal Tosef and what he did until now is disregarded, and it's the act of cutting that makes the mas, and it's fine. Remind the governor of Suvaka Mechavan, who says this fellow is trying to add tzitzis, in which case he's running into transgressions of Baal Tosef, and your whole analogy would work. Maybe this fellow actually knows what he's doing. He's trying to do it properly. He's being moved on to the old ones. He doesn't want the yellow ones. And since in his mind, in his kavana, the new ones are there to replace the old ones, that's not a violation of Baal Tosef. It's not Baal Tosef. And if so, Maaseika, the actual tying on of the new ones, while the old ones are still there, is in fact a Maase. Is a halakhically sanctioned Maase. Problem is, it is for the sake of tzitzit, the problem is, it's not yet valid because tzitzit itself can't be valid until the old ones are removed. And by that time, the new ones have already been hung up. It's too late to make the tasa. It's tasa lemin asi. So clearly, Rav Papa holds that there's no issue of tasa lemin asi in this case. Only in a case, well, let's say you have a garment which, in essence, is not obligated. It's only three corners, etc. I agree, there's tasa lemin asi if you put the tzitzit on too early. But in this case, the garment is chayev. There's nothing inherently wrong with the tzitzit itself. It's only because you have too much, and so it's sort of, you know, external factors are getting in the way. So clearly, according to Rav Papa, that wouldn't be an issue of tasa and asa, and tzitzis would be valid. Interesting machlekes, how far tasa and asa goes. Amar Abzei Rav Abrasa Mashmol Tchilas Eima Mishum Kalayim. Okay, so there's no issue of kalayim regarding tchilat, you know, tzitzis. Lafilu b'talas p'tur, even if it's a talas that doesn't need tzitzis. Now, what does he mean? My talas p'tur. What does he mean by that? Ilim les b'shiura. Talking about a beggar that's very small, doesn't have the requisite size to be considered a beggar, then wouldn't be chayim and tzitzis. So you mean you can put kalayim on that? Vatani bava brisa, that's not so. There's a minimum. Talasha katan miskasa by yirashiv rubai. Needs to be a garment that a youngster, some say means a 9-year old, would be comfortable with, you know, has enough to cover most of it, you know, his body, most of his head, and most of his body. And likewise, a young adult, a bar mitzvah, would actually run out for a second, take out the garbage with this garment, wouldn't be embarrassed to walk. So that's already considered a beggar. Chayeves b'tzitzis. It needs tzitzis. But if it's smaller than that, it's not chayev and tzitzis. And it will be kalayim if it's a mix of wool and linen. So if the youngster doesn't want to use it, even if the adult would jump out for a second in the street with it, Arai, just, you know, quick, it's not considered a beggar. The same regarding kalayim. It runs with the same rules. We had a question. What is the comparison to kalayim here? Elaim, do you mean to say isur the kalayim? Just as regarding tzitzis, if it's too small, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. Likewise, if it's a small piece of material, there's no issue of kalayim. That's incorrect. But on Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Ain't a rabbi kalayim. There's no din of a rabbi kalayim. So even if the gadol would not want to use it, a rabbi, it has no use. It's very small. It wouldn't cover him. There's no coverage. You still can't wear it. Any piece of material that has wool and linen, is also to be worn. So back to Rabbi Zera, who tells us that even a talis, which is pater from tzitzis, which we suggested, is referring to a small-sized talis, would be okay with kalayim. Well, if it's not chayim and tzitzis, then you can't put kalayim. And regarding kalayim, even if it's a small beggar, there's no exemptions, no heter. Says the Gemara, V'amrav Nachman, Bar Yisrael, V'chein le'nisanim betzitzis. So one second. So the kasha was like this. The Braisa says there's a minimum shear regarding obligating the Begad and Tzitzis. Otherwise, it's Potter. And the same with Kelai. Same with Kelai, which almost sounds like when something is very small, you can wear it as Kelai. We know it's not so. Comes Rav Nachman Yitzchak and says, I'll tell you what the comparison to Kelai was. It goes in hand in hand. It's the opposite. V'chenin sadim betzitzis. Although typically, you can have Kelai on your Tzitzis. That's only if it's obligated, if it's chayiv, it's big enough to be considered a beged. But if it's too small and doesn't qualify for tzitzis, then you can't put kelayim on there, because it's not in fulfillment of misas tzitzis. So what does Zera mean when he says even a talis betura can have kelayim? Ella my betura. You know what he meant when he said exempt? He didn't mean that in terms of the sizing or the properties of the beged. No, of course you can't have kelayim unless it qualifies for tzitzis. He meant a properly sized garment that already has an old yellowing pair of tzitzis that he's looking to replace. Here to the mutelas. So he added another set of tzitzis to the old tzitzis. And the chiddush for Rav Zera is, even though he's got to remove the old ones to start wearing this. So you think, in the interim, it's not really valid tzitzis. Who says you can put a new pair of kelayim tzitzis on this beged? As was you could. Because the fact is, they're both considered elements of tzitzis, even though you have to remove the old ones before you start wearing. But after all, it's all tzitzis. So all eight sets of strings are labeled as tzitzis, and you can have them kelayim. Ask the Gemara about Amar Rav Zera Chadazimnu, but Rav Zera already told us before, right? We already have another statement from Rav Zera that you can make your tzitzis in this fashion, you can add the new ones before you pull out the old ones. Apparently, it's all considered part of the tzitzis arrangement. Says the Gemara, Chadam Chal Lechaber to Itma. He didn't repeat himself. We learn one concept from the other one. Meaning, Reb Zera taught us that you can replace your tzitzis in this manner. You can add a new set while the other one's still there. That was his halacha. From there, we imply. That the whole thing is defined as tzitzis. And therefore there's no issue of kelayim. Okay, so we spoke about kelayim betzitzis, yes or no, machlekes. Sadam betzitzis is to be avoided for many reasons, because it might end up being a non-mitzvah context, which is nisr kelayim. Interesting question of the corners, leather corners, and various cases of tasa b'lay menasi. All the best to you, natzlachar.